This week on It's Dangerous to Go Alone, Jackson has figured out a new fun game to get him in the gym, and I'm an eepy, sleepy little baby. Then later on, we talk about Marvel Cosmic Invasion, the brand new brawler game, because this is It's Dangerous to Go Alone.
It's dangerous to go alone.
What's up, Barely Gamers, and welcome back to your favorite podcast featuring two internet cuties, a whole heaping handful of friendship, and a little sprinkle of video games.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Jackson.
And it's dangerous to go alone. So, hey, listen to us talk about Marvel Cosmic Invasion later.
Crushed it. Right? And then it's like, who wants to be a millionaire?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we hit the cameras now. Welcome on in, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Do we have a thing here?
You stopped doing it. You ruined the flow. Do it.
What's the thing? I forget already.
This episode is brought to you by...
Yeah, but normally we volley back and forth. I was thinking maybe
there
was
something
scripted.
No, you immediately, you always, I say, it's and then you go like, oh, I know where this episode is.
No, it's not. That's definitely not it. That's definitely not how it's ever been, but like I understand. It is on the early end of it, but it's not like the first thing that people hear when we come back from the theme song. That's not it.
How are
I go,
you?
What's up? How's everybody? What's going on? Juice, thanks for being here, everybody. How are you doing? And you're like, I'm good. And then I go, thanks, everybody. You know?
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm really good.
You know what is making me feel really good?
What?
Our Patreon producers. Episode is brought to you by our Patreon producers, Kyle B. Back, BT Dubs, and John, a.k.a. The Bull. I should go back and listen to one of our older episodes and figure out how we float that. Because it's definitely not like we come in from the theme and we're like, thanks to our Patreon producer. That's never been the case.
Yes, it is, Jackson.
I swear to you, I will stop this recording right now and pull up an episode to prove to you that you are wrong.
Don't. I want to go to bed. Don't.
Well... You're going to have to relinquish on this one, I think, a little bit. Especially because you record and then you fuck off. I edit the thing. You never listen to them. You don't know what happens the second time.
I listen sometimes.
When was the last episode you listened to? Be honest. Because absolute sweetheart move of you, when views were down and I was bummed out, you're like, yeah, I've been listening. I've been listening more. So like,
I know when they were
views,
down, I would,
that's so sweet of you. That's so kind of
you. I would listen to it on the way to work and I would just relive our afternoon. Yeah, I would for you.
It's fun.
Really
I mean,
bad.
I get that experience when I edit and I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, I get to relive a fun hour conversation that I had with my pal. So like, it is enjoyable. It's great. I love it.
It's nice.
Highly recommend. Yeah.
But how are you, Jackson?
I'm doing pretty well, actually. We want to start with me this week because, like, I've been
buzzing. You've been texting me a lot about things that you're excited to talk to me about. So let's start with you this week.
Yeah. So I've been buzzing. There's been a handful of things. On the less exciting side, I did call you at some point. And again, another shout out to you. Real sweetheart move. You called me back 30 seconds later. Shrouded in orange light with a headset microphone, a little Britney Spears microphone, and you're like, what's up? Are you okay? And I went, oh yeah. And you're like, I'm working. What do you need? I was like, not important. Didn't mean to interrupt work. Don't even worry about calling me back later. I'll talk
literally
to you later.
Left
Bye.
A room full of people to work out on their own to be like, are you okay?
Yeah,
on
great.
FaceTime, by the way. Like,
I really
FaceTime
appreciated
you.
It.
I'm the nicest.
All I was trying to get across is that I was recording something for work. I got to do some VO stuff, not for like a character, but for like an explainer social video thing that I scripted as well, which I was really excited about. Mm-hmm. And the whole concept of it was, I'm going to explain this in 60 seconds or less. And it's like, boom, 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 boom. And that was the point of the script, is that I had to say it really, really quick, but it left little to no margin for error. So I was on take like 15 and I'd only maybe gotten it done twice. So I called you to just be like, I need like a 30 second pep talk, go. But I just fucked up your job. So
did you ever think they were fine? They left. Did you ever think about saying each sentence individually and then cutting out the pauses and putting
I wasn't editing it personally. Yeah, and then I think it also did become a little bit of a vanity thing of me being like, dude, I'm going to send you this and it's going to be a good one for you. Here you go. As opposed to being like, hey, man, can you go in and really make sure that that works? The other thing was, if I did that, there was no guarantee of the time on the clock. Like, I could have gone in and still been like, okay, edit out all of these pauses, the deep breaths, all those moments, and they could come back and still be like, yeah, it's still 63 seconds. And I'd be like, there's no real way for me to know.
Me being a Virgo control freak would have edited my audio myself and sent it.
Or just do what I did. Nail the one take.
Nail the one take 30 minutes later.
Like a day and a half later. To be fair, it wasn't me stumbling on it repeatedly. I did it, and then I sent it to people, and they were like, hey, that's really fast. You're talking really fast. And I was like, cool. Well, that was 59 and something seconds, so kind of can't. So I ended up having to go back through and cut some stuff out. So that was just a fun little thing.
You'd probably just have to edit a little bit, but you got it.
Got it. Feeling really good about it too, actually. Sent it off today and was really pumped up about it.
I'm very excited to see.
Thanks. Yeah. Is it internal? I'm excited to share it. What's that?
It's internal or is it shared on
socials? No, it'll go out. It'll go out on socials.
You're so famous.
No one's going to know. They're going to be like, who's this fucking nerd?
No, I'm going to know it exactly. I'm going to be like, I know that sweet, sweet, sweet leathery voice.
They're going to be like, hey, hold on one sec. Is that two-time Canadian Podcast Award winner? I know those.
Jackson Stevens?
I know those smooth, sultry tones.
I know that labello. I know those labello lips. Is that what it was?
Labello. Those labello lips. I'm so excited to get a labello sponsorship. Wouldn't that be like the perfect sponsorship?
I don't know what labello is.
Okay, so.
He said it and I was like.
In the edit, I had this moment because previously I called you a wet bandit and you chuckled to yourself. And then two days later, you were like, yeah, I don't know what that is. And I was like, fucking say something at the time. Because I edited the clip and put it out and everything. And you're like, oh, yeah, I didn't know what that was. And I had to explain it to you. So I had an inkling as I edited the clip. And I said labello. And you went, ha, 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 labello, ha, ha. I was like,
motherfucker doesn't know
what that is. It's just a chapstick brand.
I figured. But I was like, what's labello?
But you didn't say that. You just went,
ha, ha. That episode was really going long. So I was like, It was a good episode.
Last week was a high, for sure.
It was a good episode, but I was an eepy baby. So yeah. I was like, if I ask what labello is, we're in for another 20 minutes.
I would have just been like, it's a chapstick brand. And you would have been like, okay.
No, you would have held on to the bit.
No way, dude. I was at the end of the bit. That was the conclusion of the bit anyway.
You never do bits.
What's a bit? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yes, and.
Guess who?
And.
The thing I am really excited to talk to you about, and it's also, again, so adorable of you because I told you this. I've been really struggling to find the energy to get back into the gym. And honestly, at the root of it is a good thing. Previously, my motivation over like the last year and a bit of being in the gym since I moved into this new apartment is that I was quite burnt out at my last job. So I needed to go to the gym on my lunch like 2, 3, 4 times a week just to kind of maintain my mental health at a low baseline. To just kind of get through my weeks, right? So I'm in a much better place now, and as a result, I don't find that same motivation there. You know, prior bouts of me being in the gym was also like restlessness between contracts. So I always kind of had this motivating thing. I don't love the gym. It's not my favorite. I know you love the gym.
It's my favorite place in the world.
Exactly. But like, I think that's definitely not a universal truth, and it's definitely not. It's not my truth either. You know what I mean?
I had a personal training client this morning who it was his least favorite place in the world was the gym. And while we did have some laughs, every time he would finish a set, he would just be not happy, upset.
So if I can take an aside, it all does kind of come back together. But I've been reading this book that I mentioned. My therapist mentioned the book and I was like, oh, I'm just curious. So it's called Feel Good Productivity, right? And it's about this concept of, and lots of science and studies behind it, that if you feel good, you are more productive. So the concept of you trying to be more productive then hindering your feeling good is actually completely counterintuitive, right? Like, oh, I need to dedicate all of this time and I need to really focus and be productive. But if you're not having a good time, you're inherently less productive. Right. So the three things that they encourage just for like increased productivity being people, power and play. So surround yourself with people that bring good energy. Mm-hmm. So you being that trainer for that person and also, you know, my pal.
I was like,
yep. and then the play side of it, right? Injecting your jokes into the thing and having a good time and having a couple of laughs. That makes a real difference, and that person's mm-hmm. going to be more motivated to come back. So I've been reading this book and really reflecting about it. And the reason my therapist brought it up is because I did mention that, like, I don't feel like I'm doing a very good job of taking care of myself physically right now. Mm-hmm. I feel like that motivation for me has been sapped, and I'm trying to find my – I know I need to get back into the gym, not just for vanity but for health. And, like, I need to be able to blow off that extra steam, get that energy out, manage my anxiety, and I need to ensure that I'm not slipping down the slippery slope of being unhealthy, because all mm-hmm. I do is snack, right? So it's those two things hand in hand.
Snack
too much
demon.
Snacking. Oh my God, dude. If there's a bag of chips in front of me, it's gone.
There and is a Costco-sized bag of Sun Chips in my house right now.
That wouldn't – Juice, when you visited, you bought Sun Chips and you left – they weren't gone when you left? Gone within 24 hours to my face. One sitting.
No.
Anyone who's like, oh, put it in a bowl. I know where the bag is. Like, that's not going to stop me. It's not enough.
I weighed out, listen how crazy this is. I weighed out 39 grams of Sun Chips, and I walked away and I ate my little 39 grams
honestly,
of Sun Chips.
Honestly, nothing but respect for you. For
is it an eating disorder? Is it just counting your macros? Is weightlifting just an eating disorder with bigger pecs? Like, I don't know, but I that's what I did tonight.
If you can't handle me at my counting Sun Chips, you don't deserve me at my intuitive eating.
Nice. Okay, keep going.
So again, trying to remove blockers. I'm reading through this book and kind of keeping that lens, this like, okay, obviously there's a lot of really good takeaways here, but I'm also trying to really specifically get back into the gym, start taking better care of myself, reduce snacking if I can. But at this point, I'm like, that's the long, that one, that ship has sailed. Like, there's no fucking coming back from that. So
yeah.
I was ruminating, and I kind of gave myself this leniency of like, I'm going to finish the book. And while I'm reading it, I'm not going to put a ton of pressure on myself to go to the gym. I'm going to wait until I'm done and then kind of reevaluate where I'm at. So I kind of alleviated some of that guilt or frustration, right? I had a moment. I shit you not. I was going to sleep. I was like, oh, I'm just going to finish this chapter. Great. Put it down. Went to sleep. And then, whoop, it just clicked and turned on. And I was like, I have not one but two ideas how to get back into this. And I think they're bangers. Okay.
Did you make it a game?
I couldn't sleep.
Oh, that's the best.
Like, I was like, okay, I think I'm really on to something. So number one, there's two sides of this, right? Incentivizing being there and reducing barriers of entry to get there. The first thing I did, smallest, stupidest, dumbest, maybe most inconsequential thing, is instead of, because I work out on my lunch break, I work from home and I go to the gym, instead of finishing my morning, going and getting changed into gym clothes, and then going to the gym, when I wake up in the morning, get dressed into gym clothes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Just put my fucking shoes on, walk out the door. One less step, even though it's a 1 minute task, one less step.
And you're already dressed. Yeah.
I'm already in the mindset, right? Because I'm putting in the thing right away. I'm like, okay, I'm putting in my gym clothes. What am I doing at the gym on lunch? Step number one.
Yeah.
Then I was like, okay. Yeah. Small, inconsequential, meaningful. The next thing, I went searching for this online. And it doesn't exist. This is another thing where I'm like, I bet I can find this. And I think it's really going to help me. But it doesn't exist. This is how my video game candles came to be, by the way. So what I did, Juice, some motherfucking arts and crafts, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I'm so ready.
I went through this here. And I went, okay.
Are you going to show me something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I went through and I was like, people always say, like, give yourself a little reward or, like, keep tally. And after the 10th one, buy yourself a treat. And I'm like, I'm an adult and I just buy myself treats. Like, that doesn't really do it, right? They're like, get yourself a snack. And I'm like, I can't be trusted with a snack. And, like, so all of this was in my head. And I was like, what is a better way I can do this? There's other apps I've tried that incentivize and reward you for doing stuff. And I'm like, I need to make it nerdier. Okay. I've seen ones where you can like self-assign experience points and you're like, you earned experience. And I'm like, cool. But then what is it leading to? It's like, and I said it. So like, what the fuck? So I went in and I was like, what if I find like a pixel art? There's Japanese puzzles called Picross, or I think Hanagram, which is just like you're doing a puzzle and it tells you how many to color in on which line and which column. And I was like, what if I find one of those? And for every gym session I go, I come back and I get to color in a square. And then over time, I get to see this progression like, oh, shit, I must really be taking care of myself because more and more and more of these squares are filled in. Right.
OK, that's
kind of like the same idea of having the calendar and putting the X's through the days that you're doing it. And I know a lot of apps do that, but I was like, I can make this nerdier. Right. So I took it one step further because that didn't really exist the way that I wanted it to. So, and I kind of threw out the Picross because that's actually kind of a puzzle. And I just went pixel art, color by numbers, right? Okay. And I got graph paper and I went through and I did some research and I picked essentially a starter Pokemon.
Okay.
And I went through all the boxes and said, these are all the different colors I need. And I put all the numbers in them.
Yeah.
And then I put together a system for when I go to the gym, when I stretch or go for an intentional walk to physically take care of myself, if I play hockey, if I go through an evening without snacking, how many boxes do I get to fill in?
Oh,
right.
Okay.
And color it in. And then over time, it's like I'm on this adventure to catch my first Pokemon. And then if I catch him and I fill in the whole thing and I get to be like, well, look at what I did over this many times, then I get to try to evolve my Pokemon. And it's, so it's like this whole thing is just like the super nerdy, silly fucking thing. But yeah. Like I made
this
whole little graph. So I decided not a starter, I understand, but definitely an underrated Pokemon. Oddish, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So over time, I did. So down here, I've got like if I go to the gym, just going, right? Because maybe I just go and I don't finish an exercise. But just being there gets me 2 squares. If I finish all of the gym, the exercises I intended to, I get a 3rd square, right? So yesterday, I did that. I didn't snack in the evening, so I got 5 squares yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, I know it's so dumb and silly and fucking nerdy
and
as hell.
It's not dumb and silly.
But, like, the last 3 days, it's worked every single day without fail, without second guess, without, like, dragging my ass. I'm like, oh, it's 12. Okay. Gone. Headphones in. What am I going to work on today? I don't know. It doesn't need to be that much. Today, I just stretched and did core. And I was like, great. I put in the hour, I got out there, I did the thing, I'm taking care of me, boom. Fucking a right oddish.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
So fun.
That's fun. I think it's, I always say, that big thing I've been saying this past few months is fitness is fun. So I think my big thing on that is like trying to find things about fitness that make it enjoyable because you're not going to do it if it's not fun.
That's it, right? So again, this book being like, find the fun along the way. That's the play aspect. What is the fun?
The thing
that they said is you can't control what you need to do. You control how you do it, though, right? Mm-hmm. So whatever the task is, ask yourself, what's the most fun version of this?
Yeah.
So for me, I don't find the gym fun at all. I don't find it enjoyable most times. It's just a lot of calories, and it's exertion, it's energy. It's not my favorite. So what's the most fun way? Kind of going there, listening to music that I enjoy, and then knowing that when I come back, I get to do a little nerdy,
do a little color,
color by number, right?
Great.
Worked with my Pokemon.
That's great. I love that.
So thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk, where I just explained how I had to trick my brain into going to the gym. But like, I'm thrilled.
But that's a lot of people. A lot of people need to trick their brains into doing that. Another thing I've seen people do to trick their brains into going to the gym, cute outfits.
Sure.
Cute outfits.
I could see that being a thing for people, for sure.
It's a big one. For me, it's a big one because if I buy a cute pair of shorts and a brand new tank top,
you want to show people.
I want to show people my brand new outfit. Mm-hmm. I can't wear this outfit anywhere else. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wear it to the gym. So it's like, it motivates me. Like, well, I'm so excited to go to the gym tomorrow. I have my brand new shorts.
Yeah.
You know,
I've reflected on it and I'm like, so this really works for me. It'd be really cool if it worked for other people. But I'm like, I don't think it works for the person who never goes to the gym. Like if the gym is completely new to you, this isn't going to get you there because you still need to learn a lot about being at the gym.
No, because yours would work because it's not even about being at the gym. It's about moving. Moving for my new boss, Sam, Lech, I think, is hot. Yes, hot. Unfortunately, very hot. Let me see. I think he actually posted it today. I put it on my story. What is
all of your people and why you're there?
No. It was an interview he did, but it was basically just like saying that like every day finding something that gets you moving is the best way to go about fitness. It's not about going and thinking about like how much I'm going to lift or how much I'm going to do this, especially if you're a beginner. It's about like, did I move today?
Mm-hmm.
Did I get up off the couch? Yeah. Did I go for a walk? Did I go for a hike? Did I go visit friends? Did I go to the mall? Mm-hmm. You know, did I go to the gym? Did I do something? Did I do yoga? Did I help somebody move out of their house? Right? You're moving.
Yeah.
That's what's important, is you are not just stagnant, especially people with office jobs or people who work from home. You're not stagnant, hunched over something, typing with little T-Rex arms. You're actively moving your body. So he said something to the sense of that. So like that would work perfectly with something like that. So it's just like their things would be like, I moved today. I did this today. I did this today. Or I was able to do this. And they could be vague, but it's still moving. It's still motivating them to get off the couch and just move.
Yeah.
Because I think there's this huge barrier with fitness that people think it has to be this whole aesthetic, going to the gym, getting jacked, getting sweaty, doing these things. But it's just about being active.
Yeah.
You know, and finding the fun in being active.
Because
what I've been saying to my parents, especially as we age, the moment you stop moving, you get old.
You're old.
You get old. But it happens like overnight. Like it's crazy. Like you'll notice some people, they get injured, they stop moving. And then all of a sudden it's like their body starts to give out. They start to kind of get, they stop caring. They start to get the like blue hair, the poofy blue hair. Right? They just start to look older and older and older and older. Moving keeps you, it like keeps you young. It's like if you notice the people who move the most, they look younger, right?
Especially the stories that you hear about people that are like, they live to 104. It's like they ran marathons until they were 90. Like those, the people that are moving and taking care of yourself, like it's never too late to start.
And like, if you're that guy who sat on the couch and ate nothing but chips and lived to 105, I'm so fucking happy for you. That's fucking awesome, dude.
But I hear this story of this woman who's like 104, I think, and she credited her long life to playing Tetris on the Game Boy. She's like, every day I play Tetris, keeps my wits sharp.
I saw the lady who attributed it to having a Dr. Pepper every day.
Whoa.
She said, I've had a Dr. Pepper every day for my whole life. And I was like, honestly, you are living your life. I love Dr. Pepper.
Paid her a lot of money for that, because that's not true. That's not good advice.
Dr. Pepper graves. I fucking love Dr. Pepper. Yeah, sugar-free Dr. Pepper hits, but like, come on, a full sugar Dr. Pepper. Oh my God. I'm also on a big sugar-free cherry Coke kick right now. I'm having one a day. Like, I'm a big fan of those. They're getting me through right now. But
little treats. Also, it was very fun as I kind of, like I said, the last 3 days I've been successful at getting myself to the gym. It's been good. But as soon as I was like, oh yeah, I think I cracked it, you're like, I'll call you in 10 minutes. And I went, it's not that urgent, but I'm glad that we're excited to talk about the gym. You're like, I'll get on the phone right now. What do you need?
I'll get on the phone right now. I'll drop everything I'm doing. Do you want to talk? I will talk. I know. I was so excited.
No, I'm glad.
I know. I hope.
But on your end, you've got new things. I know that last week we talked about you getting into PrideFit and you've been doing some classes. So I'm really excited to hear.
I was really nervous to talk about it because we hadn't launched. And literally the next day, Sam sent us a big group message being like, we're launching early. And I was like, oh, thank God.
Okay, good.
So we literally launched the day our episode came out was the day we had launched everything. And I was just like, okay, I'm less stressed. So we launched, and now, so if you want to work out with me every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11 a.m. EST, just join the PrideFit app. It also comes with personal training. So you're actually going to get a coach. You'll have me and a big team of other coaches if you want to do any kind of group fitness training. There's a whole community involved. There's a whole Discord involved. It's called Circle, but it's essentially a Discord. So it's really nice. There's a huge support system, and like, we genuinely give a shit. Literally after every single one of my classes, I message every single person who came, ask them how they did, ask them if they had any questions, ask them if they need anything explained. Like, genuinely, we give so many shits about the people who join, you know. Cool. So far it's been good. I've had some few, because it is new, I've had some empty classes where I'm just like, I just sit there in my little video call, just like waiting for somebody to show up, and I'm like, I don't think anyone's coming.
Nothing more heartbreaking to me. I know that this has to be personal trauma, but it's, again, it's the, what if it was the same thing when we did Extra Life, and I was like, geez, what if we planned all this shit,
nobody comes.
I will die.
It is a little
a slow and quiet death.
It is disheartening, but I only have to stay in the class for 10 minutes before I turn it off. But today I had two people come. One person could only stay 10 minutes. So they zipped out after 10 minutes, but they got 10 minutes of moving in. So that's all, good. You know, that's good. And then my other person had to leave early because they had a baby. And the baby,
like,
I think
at that time, like they in the they middle of your class, they They're had a baby. Oh,
yeah. So they I think the baby they messaged me after being like, oh, my baby wouldn't leave me alone. Like I had to go, but I didn't realize that it just turned off. So like, and I was like, that's okay. But it's been good. It's been good. It's a slow rise. Really hoping for a lot more people to discover it and start joining classes because I just think. Group fitness is fun, and it helped, especially if you're somebody who struggles with motivation. Having somebody next to you, even if it's just on a screen, who's doing the same thing that you are, who's in that same boat as you, who you can connect with, is good, is nice. It helps.
Yeah, the accountability coach sort of thing. Like, yeah. Hey, I told you I would be there. I'm gonna be like. There's always that kind of social. Again, I'm just regurgitating shit that I've learned in psychology over the years, but then again more recently in this book, like
you don't want to let somebody down. It's right. Like having a gym buddy, but there's like a big group of gym, like your coach is your gym buddy, all the people in the class are like your gym buddy. You start to get to know each other's faces, each other's names, and it's just like, oh, where's such and such today? Or I really got to make it to class because I want to see how such and such did. And you know, it starts to create community and groups. Love. And like I'm a big fan of community. Love community. You know, I go to a gym and there's not a good community, I'm miserable.
Bad vibe. Get out.
Bad vibe. But Orange you're also a theory.
Yapper. You're also a yapper.
I'm a yapper.
Gym time.
I like a talk.
Also, it's also a social time for you.
It's my enrichment hour.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm like a hamster on a wheel. You know, that's my enrichment.
Zoom, 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 zoom. The other thing for group, anyone that finds like group exercise intimidating. A lot of self-conscious people, I would think.
Yeah.
Studies and studies and studies that prove that people are never thinking about you the amount that you think they are. They're thinking about themselves in the same way that they're thinking that you're thinking about them while you're sitting there thinking they're thinking about you. You know what I mean?
And if somebody is looking at you and they look like a seasoned gym person, they I promise you, we're not judging you. They are thinking so deeply on how they can help you that it is overtaking any other thought. They're thinking, I want to go over there and help that person so bad because I was that person such and such years ago. That is, I promise you, what is going through their head is they want to go over and say, hey, actually, it's like this. You know, I find most gyms are like that. People are never like mean and rude. And if they are, they can get fucked. Fuck you if you are like that. But if they are like a person who is looking at you, they're probably like, hey, I think this person's doing this wrong and I would like to go over and help them, but I don't know them that well and I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if they're going to respond to it.
Yeah.
So if you do see somebody staring at you, they probably just want to help you out.
Yeah. I mean, at the right gym. You've been fortunate to find the right gym. Everyone should go.
My gyms have been the right gym. Maybe I just have that personality.
Maybe. You know, you just pull the best out of people.
I really do, except if you're at Orange Theory.
What's the countdown? Are we pulling numbers off of calendar reels every fucking day?
Four more days?
That's fewer days than I expected. Four more calendar days? Like, today is the 14th.
Four more work days.
Monday, Tuesday, Monday. Okay, great. I'm so excited. I'm going to call them the day that you leave that I'm like, oh, hey, I'd like to book a class with Joe. And they'll be like, oh, sorry. And I'll be like, cool. Well, I'm going to leave and I'm going to take all of my friends. We're done here. You don't know what you lost.
I actually had a moment where like I was saying goodbye to people and saying like, hey, my last classes are going to be this. Da, 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 da. And they were like really bummed or they'd be like really upset. Or they'd be like, oh, like I love your classes. And I'd be like, oh, you know, this does suck. Like, I feel bad. Like, I really like some of these people and like, I feel bad and I'm bummed. And like, maybe I don't want to leave. Maybe this is a mistake. And then some bullshit would happen in that same class. And I would go, Never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah. I mean, it's graduation song, right? It's you're at your high school graduation being like, I'm going to miss this. But if you were like in the four years leading into it, you were like, I fucking hate every minute of this. It's it's rose tinted glasses. You're like, I'm fucking done here.
Yeah. So and because it's my last shift, everyone's being very like soft and nice. Did I tell you what I said to them? I said, just so you guys know, I'm a flight risk. So while my last day is the 27th, if you're mean to me, it's that moment.
I will be gone at the drop of a fucking hat.
I will leave and nobody gets a class. And they went, you would really do that? And I said, oh yeah, I would do it. So if you're mean to me, don't come back to class. If you even feel like being sassy to me, out the door. And they were like, oh my God. And I said, don't fuck with me.
It's a great place to be. Orange Theory needs you so much more than you need Orange Theory in this moment, and that makes me so happy.
Yeah, it's the point where my manager like kind of sticks around.
She's like, just in case this is an empty class in 30 minutes, and
just in case this guy jets out the door. Yeah. One girl started to test me a little bit. I said something of coworker, and I said, "Oh, class today is easy. Like it's a breeze. Like don't worry about it. You're gonna be fine." And she's like, she looked at me and she goes, that doesn't sound really sympathetic. And I was like, "Hing!" I was like, what? What do you mean? Do you come here for sympathy? I was like, I literally just went, "Okay," and looked away. And I was like, I looked at my manager and I said, I'm heated. She went, I need you to calm down. we got to get through it.
I like that you're not only a flight risk, but you're also a loose cannon and people are afraid of you.
I'm just fucking ready to pop. I was talking to some girls tonight, and they were like, you're so nice. You're so sweet, and you make working out so fun. I said, not at Orange Theory. I am mean, because I just am upset all the time. So, almost it. 4 more days. Nobody has to listen to me talk about it ever again after that. Thank fucking God. Listen, I had to hear you talk about your ex-girlfriend for like a year and a half, and I wanted to choke her out. We just had to pivot.
We can't both be riding highs.
No, we got to. I mean? One of us has to be.
Buzzing the last 3 days, it makes sense that that lady was mean to you.
We both can't have good weeks.
Can't both be good.
Other than that, it's just been very New Year, New Me. Busy. January's very busy.
I'm glad, sort of, because I'm worried that February comes and you're like, I'm exhausted and dying. And I'm like, okay, well, look backwards to January and we'll see if we can find the reason. but in lieu of that, you also have been back to streaming. We did a stream on Saturday, but you also did a stream on Friday. Yeah. You did back-to-back streams, which is cool.
I did. I did a stream with Trashly and Deer. We did a watch party for the new season of Drag Race, for the U.S. version. It was fun. It was really fun. I had a lovely time. I was catching myself, though. Like, I kept fucking giving... I was misinformation city. Like, I would say something and be like, it would just be wrong. And I was like, damn. I'm talking on my ass tonight.
What about that experience made you realize? Because I yell at you about this shit all the time. And you're like, no, I saw it on TikTok. And I'm like, okay.
It was the chat. The chat kept being like, no, this is actually this. And I'd be like, damn, really? Fuck.
I've told a lot of people that.
like, I'm just talking shit out my ass at this point. Yeah. I was calling it Ginger Minging, because right now there's a queen in RuPaul's Drag Race. Her name's Ginger Minge. Mm. And she says these very, very elaborate stories, like about like Bette Midler coaching her on like how sets work, and like Jennifer Aniston giving her coffee on a movie set, and like saying she's so happy she's there, like kind of like these very like crazy elaborate stories where you're just like, did that happen? And a lot of people have been saying like, I think she's lying. So it's all of these, her kind of being caught in these lies, and people like posting like receipts and truth. So like that's kind of like the hot thing right now with the Drag Race fandom, is like Ginger Minge is essentially lying. So I said, I was just like, I think I'm Ginger Minging it tonight. Like, I'm just fucking popping out lies, you know?
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, it was fun.
Also, you're about to lose your New Year's resolution. Brace yourself. I mean, no. Technically we already did, because I talked about how my gym motivation is a Pokemon thing. Pokemon announced Pokemon Lego. Official Lego collaboration. Charizard, Blastoise, I think Venusaur, and Pikachu. They look okay, have you seen this? Have you seen the trailer and like the new models?
I deliberately scrolled away because I knew if I sent it to you, we would spend 45 minutes talking about Pokemon.
Well, guess what? Buckle up. It's going to be another long one. It's not. It's going to be a short one. The only thing I want to say, two things. One, scalpers bought it immediately. Bots got them all, sold them. They're selling for twice as much on secondary marketplaces. Great. We can't have nice things. The other thing that I think is really important and I'm really glad to see is that the man, that's right, man in the trailer is in his like 30s. Yeah. And I'm like, thank God we're finally acknowledging that the Pokemon fandom is not just children. Because anytime we play the games and they're bad and people are like, oh, they're for kids. I'm like, they're clearly fucking not always. Like, most of the fandom has grown up with it. They're older now. So it was just very refreshing to see the Lego commercial be like, look at this guy in his 30s. And I'm like, yes, that there's more people like that now. Everyone stop saying that the baby game for babies is truly for babies. It shouldn't be. So, anyhow.
Your next tattoo should just be like a Pokemon and it says baby game.
Baby game for babies.
Baby game for babies.
Perfect. It's the old Game Boy cartridge, but where it says Pokemon. It's the same font, but it says baby game.
Actually, a guy at my gym this morning said that he found like a Game Boy thing on Amazon, and it like, but it has like thousands of Game Boy games on it. So it has like a DS. It's got like PlayStation Portable, like all of that on it. And he was like, it was like $100. And I was like, do I have one?
I mean, it's great. They're out there. You can get those. You can get ROM hacks. You can get devices that play tons and tons and tons of different games. Technically, they're illegal, but like, they exist. If you wanted to go like full nostalgia machine for like $150, you could definitely find it.
Oh, sick. I'm probably going to get one.
Sick. Rather, what are you going to play?
Pokemon.
But you have a working Game Boy and a working Pokemon cartridge sitting within arm's reach of you right now.
Yeah, but my screen doesn't light up.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah, no, it's a good point.
It's dark screen.
That's a dark screen, man. What are you supposed to do with a dark screen?
I bought a reading light. I could use that.
You could?
I could.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sweet. You know what else I could use?
Tell me.
Patreon subscribers.
Tell me all about it. You're there. You got this. We can do it together. Go ahead.
Okay.
We can do it.
Don't forget to be cool like our Patreon subscribers and join our Patreon, because with that, you have access to full video episodes.
Hold on. Where should they go if they want it?
Patreon.com/itdangerpod.
Yeah, very good.
Period. You got access to full video episodes. Cameos from me and Jackson, and bonus content.
Sure. There's others. Like, when could they get the episodes?
A day early.
Day early. Right.
And?
I don't know, because we're all
over
the
map. There's others. You said others. Yeah. That was plural.
They
so what
else?
They
could get their names read off in our eternal gratitude for
you
every single
our names
episode
read off
as a
Patreon producer.
As a Patreon producer. Like
John, a.k.a. The Bull.
And
Kyle B. Back.
And also BT Dubs. All right. Rapid fire recap, everybody. Patreon.com/itdangerpod. Episodes a day before the rest of the world. Full video episodes. Monthly bonus content. You can get cameo style videos from Juice and myself. And you could go the extra mile and become a Patreon producer and get our eternal gratitude and thanks. If you have no
loons or tunes
to spare, stick around for the end of the episode where
I'll tell you more
about how you can support the podcast for free. See, this one predictably, because I know that every single time I do this bit, you pick up your phone and you're not paying attention. You are 0% focused.
I get work messages. I got to catch up.
They're not paying you for that time. I am.
I am
the boss now. So Juice and I, we did a collaboration stream this past week, and it was very fun for most of it, for both of us, for most of it.
99%
For 99% of it, we played a little game called Marvel Cosmic Invasion, which was very fun. I think we're just going to gab about it. It is a pixel art style retro inspired brawler featuring, I think, 15 different Marvel characters that you can play as. Mm-hmm. There's a narrative. There's very fun music and very beautiful art. It is a classic brawler style game, scrolling left to right. Navigating through each individual little world, little cutscenes with text at the front and at the top.
Jackson, can you explain what a brawler is for people who don't know what a brawler is?
A brawler, pretty much in line with as we've been discussing it, is, you know, anywhere, usually between 1 to 4, usually a multiplayer experience where you are moving into a screen left to right. It is on a two-dimensional plane mostly. There is a three-dimensional element, but everything's very 2D. You are punching and kicking and abilitying, and you're just going to beat everything up on the screen. And then that's the classic, like, go, go, go. And then you move to the right until the screen stops again and rinse and repeat.
It's very arcade-y. Like, it almost feels like an arcade.
It is genuinely like a classic arcade experience. Like, there was a Simpsons brawler. There was an X-Men brawler, coincidentally, with the Marvel brand. And some of those were like really, really, really memorable childhood experiences of mine. Any
Simpson
other games
brawler,
like, oh shit, what's the game? Streets of Rage was an old school brawler.
Wasn't Street Fighter?
No, Street Fighter is a 2D fighter.
Why do I feel like Street Fighter was a brawler? Mm-mm. No, I'm gaslighting myself.
Classic. But yeah, we played it. We had a really, really good time with it. It was a short game, so we both bought it. The other thing worth mentioning, I feel like that's just fun, is I saw today Marvel Rivals announced a crossover with Marvel Cosmic Invasion.
Oh,
and there is a skin. There might have been more. I will be honest, I didn't watch the whole trailer. There is a skin for Venom, who is in Marvel Cosmic Invasion. Now that skin being in Rivals, he's like a three-dimensional but still very pixelized art style, which is
really cool. Yeah, that's
really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun. I did enjoy it. Like, don't get me wrong. I did enjoy myself. I had a lot of fun. The art style was really cool to watch, like seeing all the pixels, seeing how simple it was, but still being able to really deliver like a really fun, simple game. This wasn't a game that I was just like, that I had to invest overly into like the moves and stuff. Like, it was pretty easy to kind of figure out moves. It was pretty easy to kind of figure out like how to get from point A to point B. Like, it wasn't a complicated game at all. It's very accessible for anybody to just jump into. I will say it does recommend a controller. So if you are more of a keyboard, keyboard kind of girl, try to get into the controller life because it's going to make your life a lot easier. Definitely some highlights. The music, 100%.
Music, beautiful. So, shout out Anamanaguchi. Anamanaguchi is the band. They're a band with real music, but they also do a lot of really banger soundtracks to games. So they did the soundtrack to this one, and it was a standout. It was a highlight. It captured the nostalgia of the era entirely, but also gave you like an upbeat bop to kind of mash buttons to. I think the other important thing for brawlers is like that is the quintessential button masher game. Like, you just you go into there are enemies and you just hit a bunch of shit. It's like, if you know exactly what you want to do in that exact order, sure, there's some strategy to it, but like, I think we spent the first hour being like, we didn't die once, this was not challenge, this is not I think you did say at some point, this is a really easy game, and I was like, yeah, that's definitely been the experience so far. Yeah. So
it's almost mesh. Like you, like the first like 10, I don't know, I wouldn't say 10 levels, maybe 5 levels are just like, I'm not feeling like they don't feel challenging. Like, it's not, if you're looking for like a sweaty game, nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
This is your lean back, put on a podcast, fucking
bang, bang, bang,
chill
bang,
out,
bang, bang, bang.
Multitask. Yeah. Like, this is not a...
I would say this is a kind of game where if you want to play with friends and out and just kind of, like, kill a bunch of buggy aliens, enjoy yourself.
The ideal experience for this, to me, is couch co-op. It's the style of game where, like, you can put in up to four different players, all the different controllers, no split screen necessary because you're always on the same space. Like, That is
you get to play. You get to pick two Marvel characters per person. So there's always your character plus a support character that you can go back and forth playing. Mm-hmm. You can use your support character as like additional attacks. So like they're both on the screen at the same time.
Type of thing. Yeah,
super fun, really cool. Especially if you're somebody who really likes like X-Men or anything like that. It's fun and nostalgic. Like they have Storm, they have Phoenix, they've got Spider-Man, they've got. Who else? Captain America, Black Panther. Like, they've got a really good amount of characters.
You've listed 7 out of 15. Do you want to try for the last 8?
Venom. Who else? Captain America. Iron Man.
There were some really abstract ones. Iron Man.
Iron Man. They had Phoenix. They had Silver Surfer.
That's true.
Yeah, it's Silver Surfer. They had the one who I'd never heard of before in my life.
Yeah, there was one that I genuinely couldn't tell you the name of.
So
relatively abstract, which was such a strange choice when you have a roster, relatively tight roster. 15's not that many in the grand scheme of things. You feel like you could put in some bangers there. Rocket Raccoon was in there.
Yeah, Rocket Raccoon.
Nova was in there.
Nova was, what's her name? She can like change emotions. No, she wasn't in there.
No, Mantis
wasn't in there.
But I not important. I honestly don't think I could tell you the last.
I was like, you don't
two
even
or
remember.
Three without. I wasn't challenging you. I wasn't criticizing you for not getting it. I just asked if you wanted to try.
Fair. Yeah. But yeah, really, really fun. You could change their color, which was really cool.
Yeah,
their costumes they could change
different
color.
Costumes.
Yeah, you could change that every level, which was really fun. Yeah. The levels and their bosses were. Again, not challenging until you get to the end when it is just so fucking sweaty that it's like, that's my biggest complaint with this game was it is so, so simple that you don't end up like fine tuning any kind of skill throughout it. And then at the end they go, by the way, this is going to be so hard. You're going to want to fucking end your life. So we need you to kind of figure your shit out for this last little battle. I was getting big mad.
Oh, yeah. So I only half agree with you here. I think that the final boss was not that challenging, but you also touched on the reason that it was so frustrating is that to this point in the game, you needed zero strategy.
None.
You just go, 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 hit, keep moving, punch stuff, do superpower things, keep rolling. That's it. Then you get to the last boss and it's like, oh, you actually kind of have to learn the attack patterns. And there's times where you can't be attacking. You need to be dodging. Go stand in the corner, block, hang out and hide. Now get in there and attack. And it's like, if nothing in the game has prepared you for this, that's probably a little bit of a ridiculous kind of difficulty spike.
Yeah, it feels blindsiding. You're just like, what the fuck? You know, it's like, it wouldn't be that hard if I had to do that in other levels.
Yeah.
And I was kind of like a little bit more prepared for it because it's like I jumped into this being like, what the fuck? And he's like, one's hitting me. And I'm
I understand
like, I'm
that
pissed.
Entirely. And like, again, I think you're right. I don't think that that kind of trajectory did us any favors. But it was like the sky was fucking falling. And realistically, it took us 3 tries. It took us 3 tries. And each try was only 8 minutes. Like, this is the worst. I didn't get so fucking crazy. And I'm like,
I was getting so mad.
We're going to be back in 4 minutes. Like, it's going to be
fine.
Do you
want to know why? Do you want to know why mostly? I was tired. It was like the end of my it was the end of my day. Yeah. I was like, okay, I want to be done streaming. So it's like, this is stopping me from being like, this was so fun.
Yeah.
I was like, there was external factors, you know?
Big time. And I think I clocked it. I think I know you well enough that I was like, oh, I can tell you're just tired and you want to
so
go
tired.
Home. Which I understood. Also, context being that I think the game in total was 2.5 hours, maybe.
Oh, max.
There's, for each of the levels, 3 different challenges. So if you wanted replayability, if you wanted to go for like a platinum trophy, if you wanted to go for the full clear, there's reasons for you to go back in. You can kind of, like Juice said, bring in 2 characters for each one of your adventures. You can swap between them freely. So there's also incentive to try and experience the game with other characters and things.
But
all
the other
in,
thing
like,
is like
2.5 hours
playing.
Max.
2.5 hours max, but as you're playing, as you unlock new characters, they're characters that are playable, but they start at a lower level. Yep. So, And it's quite obvious as you're playing. If you're playing at the later levels with one of your new characters, they're getting fucking wrecked. So yeah. It's almost like you have to go back, level up your character to then play those levels. If you want to have, like, say you're like, I love Silver Surfer, I really want to end with the old Silver Surfer. It's like, okay, we'll restart the whole game.
Yeah. I think, again, like, it doesn't necessarily incentivize experimentation. It tries to incentivize repetition. Like, go play it again with those new characters, as opposed to, like, whoa, you can just add them to your roster, which you can at the beginning of every single level, right?
Yeah, but it's like, it ends up not being worth it because you're just like, okay, well, this guy sucks.
Yeah.
And my guy is doing so good. So yeah. They also have, like, things where they unlock, like, passive abilities, but you're unable to see what those passive abilities are.
Yeah. We had someone in chat who had played who was like, yeah, you actually have to go back to the main menu and then look into the different characters. And then at that point, you're able to figure out what those, like, passive abilities and stuff were. And I was like, that feels like a bad UX experience. That's not how that should be.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. I just want to press start and go, oh, cool, I unlocked that.
Yeah.
You know? But
buttons, colors, pretty.
So it's like, it's not a perfect game. Definitely not. But it's a very mindless, fun game if you want that.
If you have, genuinely... If you have a pal over, fun. If it's a rainy day outside and you want just like a little chunk of your afternoon to be like colorful and silly, fun.
Fun.
If you have kids in your life, play this game.
Fun.
If you have kids that are like four years old or older, that's it. Like, that is an A+ experience for you guys.
Yeah, especially if you pre-level up all the characters.
Yeah.
You know? Or, go in.
Classic older brother experience. Just point to someone on the screen and tell them that's who they're playing as. Give them a controller that's not plugged into anything. Works every time.
Oh my god, my brother did do that.
Works every time.
Yeah, I was like,
look at me. So,
yeah. And then when I got smart enough, he's just like, you watch me play, you suck. And I'd be like, okay.
He said, don't worry, you can watch me play.
Yeah, it was meaner.
Yeah.
It was way meaner.
He called you slayers?
Yeah.
Mean.
Nah.
I don't love that.
Made me funny.
Yeah. So I know your therapist was unavailable for a little while, but you got another appointment coming up or?
Already went. Proud of you. We did a thing.
What?
We did a thing. I don't know how I felt about it, but we did a thing.
Okay.
So she had me do this.
Sure.
And I had to talk about a topic for 10 minutes about... That wasn't about our therapy topic that day. It had to be something that wasn't the bad thoughts. So I talked about Molly, my dog, for 10 minutes. And then randomly she'd be like, blink. And I would go, because I had to blink fast. So I go, and then go back into the rhythm. And then she'd be like, so how do we feel about the thoughts? And I'd be like, well, now that you bring it up, we're back. So it was just like, I don't know. I think I failed therapy that day.
Did you tell her that? Because I bet she has opinions about it.
No, she gave me homework, which I forgot about. But yeah, I fucked up. But it was a good session. She asked to lead the session this time. So when I came in, she said, can I lead the session? And I said, yeah, great. And she was like, I want to talk about, you know, this. So I said, okay. So we talked about that. And it was actually really nice. I did have a really good session. We were able to talk about, like, some stuff that I... that I've never actually gotten to really break down in therapy. So it was nice.
Cool. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I do like, and it's just for comedy in my headcanon, but the narrative that your therapist is definitely being like, you're a control freak. It's like, ooh, why don't you let me do it this time?
She straight up said that, and I went, well, fine. Okay. Like, I was kind of like, where are you going to take us? And it was a good session, so I'll give her flowers. Yeah. But yes, I am a control freak, and I think that's fine. I think that makes me quirky.
Anyhow, Marvel Cosmic Invasion's fun. We have a friend of the show, Lime Fitz, who worked with me previously on a different Marvel game, and he was like, yo, we have like a collaboration where there's skins from our game in that game.
Whoa.
And I went, oh, that's cool. Which ones? He goes, I don't fucking know. And we never figured it out.
Nice.
Juice, what was the story?
Oh, couldn't fucking tell you. Yeah, bugs were taking over something. Yeah, there was a lot of bugs. If you don't like bugs, don't play it.
I mean, they're little pixel bugs. They're like, again, it's worth the flag, but also there's nothing even close to approaching realism.
They're just like goopy, gross bugs.
Yeah.
I wish the villains were cooler because the bugs
It felt
are
a bugs. Lot like a... like a reunion tour where it's like there's not a lot of meat on the bones. It just feels like they're trying to be like, and another person, you know, here they are. And it's just like, yeah, there's a bug in them. They're doing stuff. There's because there's a bug, the bug in them out. Controlling their brain.
Go so, get the bug out of their guy.
Go fight that
out of the guy.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it's a very meat and potatoes kind of game, but
oh,
it's a great, great, just like simple.
Yeah. $40 Canadian, you know,
not bad.
Not bad.
Honestly, I will say, I think that's a little high for what
I wouldn't disagree with you on this one.
Yeah. I would give it like a 10 to 15.
I still want you to go and check out Dispatch, which I think is also like 40, maybe 50 bucks. And I think you're going to like that game.
I really want to play Dispatch. Like, I really want to play Dispatch, but I don't know if I want to play it on stream or if I
want to
play it just on my
own. I know you've been trying to do a little bit more streams lately. It's episodic, so it's like you could do, I think there's 6 episodes. You could do like one episode a stream type of thing. It might keep your streams a little shorter. I don't know. I think it could be fun for you.
But I'm not sure if it's something that I want to do on my own or if I want to do on stream. I also don't know if I can dedicate the time to a stream. So, because
yeah.
Don't have a lot of time this January.
Right.
But we will see.
I want you to play it, regardless. Like, if it's not a stream, I don't care. I'm just really curious to hear your experience with it. Because I think it's a game that I'm really curious about. But it's like the Telltale style of game, right? Where it's like kind of a narrative that you're controlling, and then there's
like
a mini game here and there.
Love.
And it's not for me. Like everything I've heard about this is singing its praises, and the storytelling and the characters and the voice acting and all of it is so, so good, and it's so, so cool. It's superheroes and demons and like really cool stuff.
Everything about it sounds
just
right
not my game. Not my gameplay. That's not
my
style.
Hey, did Little Nightmares come out? Did I?
Little Nightmares 3 is already out. Yeah.
It's already out. Oh, wow. I heard
not great. So Little Nightmares 3 was actually not made by the core team that made Little Nightmares 2 is what I'm hearing. And I sent you a game a couple of weeks ago called Reanimal, which is the team behind the first two Little Nightmare games. And they went off and did their own thing called Reanimal that's tonally very similar. So I do think that when Reanimal comes out, that should be a game that we play.
Okay. There is a game I want to play with you. It's I can't find the name right now. I think it's like something I can't, but it's basically like these otters and their heads are too big and they like fall over and they like do these little mini games together and it looks really cute. I'll send it to you.
Was it Rage Games? Is that what Bread and Fred was?
No, it's not.
Okay.
No.
Because sometimes you send me those and I'm like, why? Like, send me something that's fun.
it looks
not
going
to make us kill each other.
No, it looks fun. It's just
what
like you're these.
Carry the Glass was one that I was like,
yeah, I really want to play.
This
Carry
one's
the glass.
Only going to result in us yelling. Like, why?
I wouldn't say us. I would say you.
Oh, you think you'll sit there quietly? You think you never? You got upset at a game where you had to try the same thing 3 times. You got upset when
I
we played
to go to
Chain
bed.
Together. You got upset when we played Chain Together. Because we decided, hey, what if we just try this playing without the checkpoints? And then we lost, which is the expectation. And you were so fucking red that you were silent for 30 seconds. And then we ended stream. I mean, technically,
because,
we were going to end stream anyway.
Because we were at the end of stream and I wanted to go to bed.
No, that was an afternoon stream. That was an afternoon
I was still
stream.
Tired. It was still hours of streaming. And then I knew you, and we died because you
That's
were
fine.
Doing a bit.
You can have whatever excuse you want. And it wasn't a bit. I was just trying to play the game the way the game was played without the fucking checkpoints. Anyhow, you can have whatever excuse you want, but you also can't stand there on business and be like, yeah, I don't get angry. That's you. Like, in the, both of those situations, I was like, it's fine. Like, settle down. Like, that wasn't in relation to me getting upset. Those ones were purely on you. So,
I have
don't
a
think
short fuse. Fine. But you know what else I have?
Go ahead.
You can follow us at ItDangerPod on Instagram. If you want to continue to support the pod outside of the Patreon, Jackson is always putting out fun, super cool clips. Recently, we put one out about us kissing, and it is not doing well. Thought that one would do better, but people are still talking about that mosh pit. But with that being said, if you want to follow us on Instagram, that's great. If not, you can always give us a like, a follow, or a comment anywhere where you listen to podcasts to help us just up in the algorithm just a little tiny bit more. Join us next week where Jackson and I are going to be talking about...
Literally have not discussed a single topic, so...
Underboob. Is it the future of gaming?
Back to the future of gaming, I guess. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye.
Bye.